Afternoon Truth Wins team. It's good to be back with you again. It's a beautiful day outside. Oh, when hell freezes. Whoa. Yeah.
Something happens when hell freezes.
Well, how are we going to get that to happen in our life? I know it won't happen in everyone's life because some people won't ever get it quite right, but let's have hell freeze.
We put the devil down and hell freezes.
In our life, at least. So right. Let's start off with a prayer and then we'll go on to our lesson.
Thank you, Father, for this production. Thank you, Father, for all your ways in our life. We guide us by your word and your spirit that we do the things that you would have us do at the right moment in time. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for your life in us that Jesus is Lord of our life, and we walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus because we know the word, and the word will set us free. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names.
Amen. So,
and we all said amen.
Amen. So today we're going to teach on Jesus' doctrine, but Jesus is the word, so the word is his doctrine. So let's jump into our lesson.
It says in Matthew 13:6-17, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it."
Right, so we're so blessed.
So we're talking about the Old Testament, right?
Right, the Old Testament prophets didn't have the teachings of Jesus.
Wouldn't David want to be with Jesus?
Right, he would want to.
He'd want to hear it all then.
Right, and we're in a sense with Jesus because we have the Bible, and it gives us his words.
Greatly privileged to have the word of God at the point we have it. And we need to take that responsibility of having the truth setting us free, because the word is the ultimate.
Well, so let's hear what happens to some people when they go to church.
It says in the parable of the sower, there's four parts of the parable of the sower. "Therefore, hear," that's in Matthew 13:18-19. "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside."
Right, so we see people who go to church, they're busy on their cell phone, or they're thinking, oh, I got a soccer game today, or they're off really, and they really don't get what the word says. Or, unfortunately, maybe they go to a church that doesn't really even teach the word, which would even be worse.
Yeah, it's kind of light. And Jesus light is not very good.
Yeah, it's not a bestseller. And so,
well, it's not bringing the fruition of God into your life.
Right, so you don't want to go to church and not really listen and not have an intention to make it part of your life and stay in your heart. So that's the first people. Those are ones who just really kind of are nonchalant and being a Christian and don't do too much.
It's either you're hot or you're cold. You need to be hot.
So let's see the next ones.
Matthew 13:20-21. "But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but he has not root in himself and endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles."
Right.
Yes.
Right, and we see that often.
You know about the word, but you're not using the word.
Well,
you don't have it in your heart. You have it in your mind.
Well, I don't even know that it's totally always that. I think you stumble because your body says, ow, and then you
It's unbelief when it says, ow, because you need to say, shut up.
Well, I don't know if it's unbelief. It is actually saying, ow, but you need to talk back to it and say, no, that's not the truth that's setting you free.
Right, because the word is not the flesh. And the flesh is the soul.
Right. So I think a lot of times we get in emotions instead of staying in the spirit realm. We get in the emotion realm and we have whatever's having, giving us tribulation, and we're kind of going, no, that's not great. So we let go of the word, and then nothing really happens. So let's go on to the next verse.
It says in Matthew 13:22, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
Right, and I think that would be probably true in the United States a lot, because we have so much wealth that eventually you get to the point you're thinking you did it. You're making the money. You're seeking the money.
You're making a bad habit
and you're
of not putting the word first.
Right. You're not seeking God. You're seeking the riches.
And so you're deceived by the, it says, deceived by riches.
Right. And so that becomes a major problem. So let's go on and see.
Not saying riches are bad. It
right.
just needs to be in its place. Under your feet, and you can use it for the kingdom of God.
Right, because kind of I think if we go back to the one before, I always thought Paul was a good example. He had to switch. I think Paul had a harder time than us because he'd lived under the law.
Yeah, he was a great, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
Right, so he was very law-abiding. Now he has to live under grace, and so he's got tribulation, like they're talking about, and he goes to God and says to God, he asks like three times, and three times God says, my grace is sufficient. Not that...
meaning, I have abundance, you just need to use it.
Right, and then how you go through your experience, it doesn't say there won't be trials, because if we look in the book of James, it says, count it all joy when you fall into...
And sickness is not a trial.
No.
That's a curse of the devil.
Right, so James says, count it all joy when you fall into a trial, basically, knowing that patience will have its perfect work.
Yeah, because it's just a momentary thing you have to deal with, but it's not, it's just the devil and all his works is trying to work into your life, and you need to, you just say, I cast my care upon the Lord. It happened to me yesterday. I said, Lord, I got to cast this upon you. And you know something? It wasn't that long. It just came to, I found the remedy and it came to fast. I mean, it's not fixed yet, but it's going to be fixed.
Well, and
things are, I'm happy as a clam sucking seawater.
Well, I think what it says, like, yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So basically it's saying you're walking through it. It's not like you're going to stay in the shadow of death and die. You're not going to be beaten. You're not going to have stuff. God can just send the angel to open the prison doors. God
yeah.
can...
the ministering spirits are always there to make things come to fruition for God.
Right. So you're having the pressure. For example, we'll take a Bible story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the pressure, the tribulation of being thrown into the fire. But they stood on the word of God and said, we're trusting God.
They cast their care upon the Lord.
And then Jesus walked in the fire and they came out and they didn't even smell like smoke. I always thought that was...
yeah, that was cool.
Pretty exciting. So let's see our
so
next...
we're always have to go through the trial, but we're not going to smell like smoke. We're not going to smell like we were there.
We're not going to be burned up in the fire.
Well, we're the situation is not going to overcome us, because the Holy Spirit and the angels of God and the Word of God is going to prompt us and guide us and direct us into the right way. And we walk through the shadow of death, but we fear no evil.
Well, so let's see what James, the half-brother of Jesus, had as wisdom about words and what we're supposed to do with our words.
It says, James 1:6-8, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways. The words you speak create images either of faith-based authority of God's word or fear-based on your failure to believe and act on God's word. Just as faith gives substance to things hoped for, desired, on the other hand, fear gives substance to things not desired. Right. So we need to do, that's why I always say, don't let the word of God depart from your eyes. It also, that's in Proverbs 4:20. And the other one is, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. And there's all kinds of equals to those in the word of God.
Right, but a lot of you might say, well, I'm sick. I don't just want a Bible verse. I want health. But that's, and I don't know how to receive my health. And the way you receive it, that's probably just what we heard from James, is you can't be double-minded and you can't go based on what you see. Because what happens is you say the word, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and you believe it and receive it. And then because you've received it, you're healed. You're not going to get the healing. Right. And see it and then believe, because you don't need
your
to believe.
Unbelief needs to destroy, it needs to be destroyed, which is the fleshy part of your soul.
Right. So what you really do, you want to be healed. You have to, it says faith comes by hearing the word. You might not get it exactly the first time. It may take you 10 times of keep saying it. It may take you 10 days to keep saying it.
But however long it takes, you never give up.
Right. And then what you do is you receive it, and it's not like you've necessarily seen it, because I always gave my example of allergies. I received it, and although I was sitting sneezing, I knew I had received it, and I got in the car with you and said, I'm healed.
And I said, yes, I agree.
But you weren't really sure.
And the unbelief was going, no.
But then I didn't sneeze again. It just stopped. I mean, I might sneeze sometimes, but it's not like allergies or anything. It's gone. So I actually believed before I received. And that's what you have to do with the word. You have to believe it, and then you get to see your miracle. So we're going to say, if you want,
you got to know you see it in your spirit realm before you see it in the fleshy realm, where the physical.
Right. So to have hell freeze in your life, you do as Jesus said, you sow the word and you get a hundredfold return. So
a hundredfold return. In other words, you get it all.
Right. And a fold, as we've already told you, isn't 100 times. It can
be. It's not 100 times.
It's
100. It's more than percent, too.
Well, no,
we're trying to say
no.
It's kind of a percentage thing. But
it is a percent. It's
better than times.
Well, it's the percentage. You get 100% of what you said. So if you have the fish and the loaves and you pray over them, Lord, bless this food to the nourishing our bodies, let it feed everyone in Jesus' name, and then you pass it out and it feeds the 5,000, it's 100-fold of what you said, but it's not 100 times the fishes. So that's what it is. It's a fold,
right,
is your relationship to cause your word to happen. So you say,
right, you get the full load.
Right. So we don't want to go, because I've heard of that, like people be sick and they go, well, I can deal with this little problem if God would just heal that little problem. Well, God doesn't have to do that.
He can heal it all.
Right. So we,
he did it all when he rose from the grave.
So we're going to zip our lip, except for we say the right thing. So we're planting seeds that will harvest. They can be as small as a mustard seed, and then they grow into a tree that gives us 100-fold. And then,
right. In
essence, hell has frozen in our life.
Freeze hell. You put talk to the hand.
Right. You're not in my life. Gone. So we say, tell everybody, say the words. The words are so important. Jesus is the word.
Jesus is the word, and the word will set you free.
And the word is the creative power that you use.
God created the universe with his words, and we've proven that. I used to work for it was the largest electric company in the world. And I went to Lawrence Berkeley Labs. I went to all these places where they did all the scientific research and all that. And I found out, really, that the essence, that was at Menlo Park in California, at the Accelerator, and they found what the essence of the creation is. The essence of physical is a quark. There's many kinds of quarks, but the quark, they determined that the quark was the foundation for all matter.
Sound wave.
Sound waves. And all it is a sound wave. And then I'm going, what? And it was a revelation. It was a revelation. You know, I'm going, oh, we all know where the sound came from. It was God's words.
Right. God said it and it was good.
And it became physical. It became flesh. It became solid. We could pick it up. We could pick his word up.
Right, and then I like this verse. I always like that God chose the base things of the world and the despised thing of the world to bring to naught the things that are. So you use your word to take sickness. It's not something you want, and you change it into health. Or you change poverty into
wealth. That's why you don't let the word of God. And he says, I will do what I hear you say.
So for the challenge this week, I always like to give them a challenge. You're going to do the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord's, that's 23rd Psalm,
first verse. And you're going to say that over your life.
I shall not want. Don't do like when I was a little kid, I figured, why did I not want the Lord? The Lord, I want the Lord. Why did I not? And so you need to break those two ideas apart and let the Lord is my shepherd. And another thought was, I have no want. In other words, I have all my needs met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Right. So the challenge this week is to say that. So if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You shouldn't want for money. You shouldn't want for love. You shouldn't want for peace. You shouldn't want for health.
Like the Ten Commandments.
Right. And so want to do spiritual things. So we want to be like James said. And in this essence, we're not going to be the boat that goes up and down the river with the circumstances. We're just going to say over our family every day, maybe several times a day, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you're not going to say anything that's contrary to that.
You're not going to even say, I'm going to mute when it says, do you like this person? I go, oh, he has very nice eyes.
My Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I have all my needs met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
And that's truth wins, and that's the truth that sets you free.
The truth wins.
So truth.
Truth wins.
Truth wins. Like and
we're
subscribe.
Blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city.
I want you to tell friends and how to make hell freeze, because we can make hell freeze.
We can make it hell. I tell you, if the body of Christ, and I know they are getting together. We're getting together because you're listening. And I'm getting together because I'm listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we are going to make hell freeze.
Right, because the Lord is our shepherd. We don't want.
He has no power except that the man gives it to him by his words.
But we're not doing that. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we're let out. No, we're saying anything else.
I shall not want.
And see you next week. Oh, I got to go to a different spot there. Bye.